Siddur Snippets series is generally sponsored by the Saka family, in memory of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka. We last mentioned the Gemara talks about Somek Geula L'Tfila, one who unites, who bridges the acknowledgement of Geula that Hashem is the Redeemer, with then turning to Him with our needs, is Muvtach Lo Sheben Olam Haba, is promised the world to come. We describe Revolba says, what gives us the confidence that He will answer our Tfilos? Why is He the address? Why is He the one that we turn to? Because Gaal Yisrael, we have the personal experience, either having heard our forefathers that He was the Redeemer for them, or when we reflect and we meditate, when we make an effort to be mindful about our own experiences where we felt we were stuck between a rock and a hard place and Hashem redeemed us, every time that we have any hesitation or doubt, will He answer us going forward, we can remember when He answered us in the past. That is this theme of being Somer Geula L'Tfila. The Grodha Vilna Gaon has another interpretation. The Grodha Vilna Gaon says that we have two components to our relationship with Hashem. The relationship is driven partly by Ahava, a sense of love, a sense of affection, a sense of closeness. Ahava is not an adjective, it's a verb, it does not a description of an emotion. But in our actions, we show Hashem love. Ahava is represented by Shema, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Shema is the source of the mitzvah, the mandate that we have to show that love to Hashem. So on the one hand, we relate to Hashem with a closeness and a connection, with a sense of love and a sense of affection. On the other, there's Yira. Yira is Yira Sa'onesh. There's the low level, which is fear of punishment. There's the higher level, Yira Sa'romimus, to be filled with a sense of awe, of reverence. How great, how awesome Hashem is, to recoil with a sense of distance, respect, awe, reverence. The opposite, Ava is casual, is close, and Yira is a sense of, I have some distance, I see how I'm categorically different, I'm filled with awe. How do we bridge Ava and Yira? So the Gra says, Shema is Ava. Shmona Esrei, the Amida, is Yira. To be Somer Geula L'Tfila is to create that bridge. That our relationship is not driven either exclusively by Ava or exclusively by Yira. But that commitment to find the balance between the two, the bridge of Ava and Yira, is to be Somech Geula L'Tfila. Now there are several halachic nafkaminas, halachic consequences to this principle. As we've concluded the whole Psuke de Zimra, and we've arrived at the Amida, how does one fulfill being Somech Geula L'Tfila? So the obligation technically the Gemara is talking about Hanetzachama Vasikin Minyan, that's really where there's the ultimate fulfillment and the promise that your day you will not experience harm. If you're Somech Geula L'Tfila, as the sun rises, you say Shema, and you hit Gal Yisrael right at sunrise, Hanetzachama, and you begin the Amida. We extend that to Shacharis whenever you daven, that Somech Geula L'Tfila, and we add that it's virtuous, it's meritorious to do so at Marav as well. What does it mean to be Somech Geula L'Tfila means? There's no break, there's no barrier, that there's no wait time between when you say the Bracha Gal Yisrael and you begin your Shemona Esrei. What does it mean, no wait time? What is the measure of there not being any downtime, any quiet? So the Tur, the Beis Yosef, the Mishneh Berurah, Samach Vav, Tzivkan, Chav Ches, Lamed Ches, Mishneh Berurah writes that one should not take any more than the amount of time it takes Shela Shalom to one's Rebbe. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori, a couple of seconds, you finish Gal Yisrael, take your 3 steps forward, and you begin the Amida. Others give other measures. The Pri Chadash says, not to be mafsik, the time it takes to walk 24 amos, approximately 36 feet. It's a little bit of a longer time, but also not very long at all. And this has a consequence. It means that a person who wants to center their thoughts, focus their thoughts, a person who wants to, with encouragement, take a few deep breaths and really prepare themselves for that conversation, the Amida, to stand before Hashem, should take those moments before you say the Bracha Gal Yisrael and not after. One should center themselves, be mindful, meditate. A person who wants to take a few deep breaths should do so before the Bracha, because the Bracha should essentially lead right into the Amida with no break. For the Mishneh Berurah, that means no longer than it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori, which is a very, very short time. What does it mean the Amida has to begin within that time period? What about the introduction to the Amida? We will shortly begin. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is not part of the Amidah proper. It is an introduction to the Amidah. So is that a hefsek? Is that a barrier? Is that a break? So the post can point out, no, it's a gula richta, it's Amidah richta. Either end, it's considered to be an extension. And therefore, as long as you begin Hashem Esfasai Tiftach within a few moments of saying Gal Yisrael, then you are good to go. Interestingly, post can add on, or they deduce from here, that the Shliach Tzibur as well should begin Chazar Sashatz within a very short time of ending his own quiet Shemona Esrei. How does that shtim? How does that fit with communities that wait for someone to finish before the Shliach Tzibur can begin? Which one supersedes the other? Let's assume there's no one around anyone's waiting for. It's just a matter of beginning. When the Shliach Tzibur is done, they should begin pretty immediately and not take any time. What about answering Amen? The Chazan finishes Gal Yisrael. Do you answer Amen, then begin your Amidah? Is that Amen a hefsek? Is the Amen a break or a barrier between Geula and Tefillah? Stay tuned for that tomorrow night. Do we answer Amen? Do we not answer Amen? Do we time the same time, or do we tell the Chazan to whisper Gal Yisrael? We'll continue tomorrow night.